Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
The lies parents tell their children. Well, first of all, I should maybe clarify that, you know, as a parent, I would think you would tell your children not to lie because you want them to tell the truth. When you ask them who broke this, you want them to tell the truth so you can punish them accordingly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you tell the kids not to lie. But then as a parent, lies get told all the time. And a lot of times white lies, people are like, oh, it's just a little white lie. It's not really a big deal. But we lie to kids all the time just to keep things cool.
My sister lies to my nephew all the time. All the time. And the thing is, it works. That's why parents keep doing it.
Exactly.
It works. Like, if you're in a corner and your kids are just driving you nuts, nothing's better than that little white lie to just get them to do what you want.
Exactly.
Like, thinking back to my childhood, so many white lies my parents told me. I remember my mom told me that the park was closed once. Like, not a national park or anything like that.
Just the one down the street.
Just the park down the street. Oh, it's closed. She just didn't want to take me to the park.
Or the ones where it's like, Santa phoned me tonight, and he said, if you don't stop misbehaving, you're not getting any presents.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows that Santa doesn't have our phone numbers.
Also, Santa, why are you calling in March? Like, we all know that you take March to September off, okay?
Exactly.
Like, the other one, the stunting the growth. Oh, if you do this, you're never going to grow.
Yeah, I couldn't drink coffee when I was little because it would stunt my growth. I couldn't also, Mom and Dad told me if I stared into the microwave, it would fry my brain.
Well, that might be true.
I loved watching my food spin around and bubble.
That's how you got entertained as a child? Let's watch what's going in the microwave.
Well, I did it for fun. It was when I was heating up my pizza pops.
Oh, of course. The big one my mom told me, I was a big picky eater when I was a kid, and my mom would be like, you know, Clayton, if you don't finish your vegetables, they'll take Care Bears off the television. She would threaten me.
Oh, my God.
By saying our favorite TV shows would be canceled if we didn't finish our veggies.
Yeah.
Well, fast forward to today, I am still a picky eater, so that didn't work. Mom, I win. But Care Bears did end up getting canceled.
Oh, you're
so
right.
They won?
Shoot.
Kudos, Mom and Dad.
My daughter was 13 or 14 by the time she realized that 7-Eleven makes corn dogs every day.
Come on.
Every time we drove by 7-Eleven, Mom, let's stop for a corn dog. I said, oh, they only make them on Tuesdays.
That is great.
That is so greasy. So greasy. What's your name?
Gina.
What's
Gina,
more
that's
embarrassing,
great.
Though? Like, the fact that it took her that long to realize? Like, 14 years old, that's pretty old to realize that.
Well, I think she actually came up to me on, like, a Thursday or something with a corn dog. And she's like, Mom, look, I got a corn dog. And guess what? They make them every day now.
I would have paid money to see your daughter walk into 7-Eleven on a Wednesday and find this out for the first time.
Or even your face, Gina, when she came to you and you were like, uh-oh, busted.
Imagine the 7-Eleven employee. You guys have corn dogs today? Yes, weird kid. We always have corn dogs. We have to take a second here and recognize the workers here in Saskatoon who had the tough job of cleaning up all the pigeon poop trapped in the nooks and crannies of the Sid Buckwold Bridge.
You mean the crappy job?
Ha. Ha. You went
it
there,
was right
Cooper.
There.
You went there, taking that low-hanging fruit. Have you seen a photo of before they started to clean out the poop?
I haven't actually seen any pictures.
Take a look at that. That's what one of the crevices looked like.
That looks like asphalt.
Yeah,
what?
It literally looks like a bunch of asphalt just piled up.
Wow.
In one of these crevices in the bridge. It costs like $900,000 to clean up all the poop and to get rid of the pigeons. 619,000 kilograms of poop. That's enough to fill 356 mid-size cars. Lot
Ew.
Of poop.
Fill the cars.
Yeah, fill
Ew.
The cars.
What? That's a horrible example.
Now I'm just picturing a bunch of cars filled
fill
with pigeon poop driving around the streets. Here's the thing, though. Whenever they do these big cleanups or big jobs, they always use cars as the comparison, hey? Oh, it's the equivalent to 356 cars, or sometimes they do football fields. It's the equivalent to 19 football fields. Just once, I'd like them to change it up. Like with
something more relatable.
Like just like, oh, that's the equivalent of 787 air hockey tables. Like, imagine hearing that on the news. You're like, what? Wait, did he say air hockey tables? They're like, that's the equivalent of 84,000 chunky soup cans.
That's something I can imagine.
That's the equivalent of 184 and 756 harmonicas.
That's the equivalent of 11,000 bubble hockey machines. That's the equivalent of 900 million packets of shake and bake.
A lot of times in the news, you see these stories about, you know, this person celebrating their 110th birthday. They've always got a secret about how they managed to stay alive so long, what keeps them so young. And you hear weird things like, you know, a bowl of oatmeal every day and no alcohol, or one glass of red wine and a cigar from some lady. But this one's interesting. A set of twins, 95 years old, Lillian and Doris. How cute. They're from Birmingham, UK. They are the world's oldest identical twins, and their secret to long, happy life. This is one we've never heard before. Well, this one we have. Lots of Guinness, so they say beer, is one of their secrets to living so long. The other one, no sex.
What?
Yep.
Really?
And now they became, just based on their, you know, their attitude that they carry on about keeping young and stuff, they've become internet famous. And they basically said that, yeah, they have abstained from having an active sex life.
So, no sex and lots of beer, that is the key to a long life.
Apparently.
Who knew that grade 12 Clayton was living the secret to a long life all along?
Everyone deserves a little recognition. It's time for some crew shout-outs.
Out! Out!
Take it away, Stacey and Clayton.
Shout out to campfires for always blowing smoke in my face, no matter where I'm sitting or how the wind is blowing.
Shout out to people who give directions like, take a right when you see the Safeway, instead of head west for 3.5 kilometers.
Shout out to the workers who cleaned all the pigeon poop off the Sid Buckwold Bridge this summer. Please never tell us about it, though. We don't want to know.
Shout out to Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell for having to deal with 6 of the most high-maintenance students ever. Zach Morris always getting into trouble, Lisa Turtle always demanding stuff, Screech being Screech. Not an easy gig.
And shout out to the people who carry umbrellas. How smart of you to be able to protect yourself from the rain whenever it may happen. You are someone I aspire to be someday.
Finally, shout out to Dairy Queen workers for continuing to flip the blizzard upside down when you order one. Blows my mind every time.
Canadians getting set to vote in a federal election. Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, announced that yesterday. The election will take place October 21st, so lots of talk about politics. And we wanted to mention this guy. Boy, if you want to talk about perseverance, this is the guy. John Turmel holds the Guinness World Record for the most attempts at elected office. He has lost in elections 99 times.
Yikes,
and
bud.
And he won't quit.
Yikes, bud.
It all started in 1979, and it basically, I think the time he made it, he won the most votes was in 1994. He won like 4,500 votes. The least he's ever received was 11 votes. So he's all over the map, and he has basically taken part in so many elections.
How do you keep going after you only get 11 votes?
I don't know. He's 68. He's been at this since he was 28. He is 68 years old, and he refuses to quit.
Good for this guy. I mean, 99 times going into elections and not winning once. Good for you, man.
Like, what is he doing to not win?
I don't know.
Do you think he's gotten to the point where he's, like, sabotaging himself so he can keep losing?
Well, I think that's exactly what he's doing. Like, if you were in his shoes, would you want to win? Or would you just want to keep on losing to make that record more and more epic?
The thing is, it's if he won, think of the story that would, you know, oh, the guy who finally made it through and won an election. Or I guess maybe he just wants to keep losing.
See, I don't think he wants to win. I think he wants to be known as the greatest election loser of all time. Because having an awful record like that, there's some pride behind it. I don't know if you know this, Stacey, but I have an awful record.
Tell me more, Clayton.
Back in my football days, I played quarterback out for the Chilliwack Huskers.
You don't say.
I know. I hold the Canadian Junior Football League record for the most pick sixes thrown in a season. That's when you throw an interception and the defense takes it back for
all
a touchdown.
The way back. Yep.
I threw 6 of those in 1 year. And I don't want that record to be broken ever because
it's yours.
It's literally the only thing I have going for me. So.
when it comes to Uber or even cab drivers. We had a very lovely Uber driver on the way to your wedding this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it when your Uber or cab driver makes small talk with you? Our driver did. He was very chatty, asked us questions, mm-hmm. and I loved the guy. I gave him a 5-star rating.
It depends on the situation. If it's after a couple cocktails, yes. Because I become a chatty Cathy a couple beers or a couple Ryan Cokes. But if it's on the way to an event and I'm by myself, no. I want to do my own thing. If I'm with Brenly and he starts talking about us a little bit, for sure. But when I'm by myself, I just like to hang out on my phone and just kind of focus
ignore
on
him.
Some other things. But when I'm with some friends or a group of people or whatever, I do like talking with the Uber driver. But with myself, no.
That's interesting. I love it when they chat with me because I always find it so awkward when it's just the two. Like, I guess if it's just the two of you, if it's just me and the driver, and it's like dead quiet, I find that awkward.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Here's another question, though. If you're getting into a cab or Uber by yourself, do you front seat or back seat?
Oh, back seat. Who sits in the front seat when they go to a cab or an Uber by yourself?
I do it every once in a while.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You gotta go in the back seat. That's one of the perks of getting a cab or an Uber. You get to feel like you're being chauffeured around town. Like
driving Miss Clayton?
Exactly. You're just like, all right, so I'm in the back. I'm a very important person right now. That's a perk. You should never sit in the front seat of a cab if you're alone.
I feel like sometimes they need some company, and I don't want them to think that I'm better than them by sitting in the back.
You can keep them company 2 feet behind the front seat. It's not like if you sit in the back, you're all of a sudden a ghost or something. Like, you still exist. You could still talk to them. Like,
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.